KSRN News. I'm John Scott. National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinex says another winter storm developing.
We're going to end up seeing areas of snow and ice start to take shape across parts of northern Texas, southern Oklahoma, as we get into Thursday morning. And then by the time we get to Thursday night into Friday, snow and ice will make its way across the Ark-La-Tex region and lower Mississippi Valley that will ultimately lead to some pretty disruptive and even significant snow and ice accumulations in parts of those regions.
And winds beginning to gain strength across Southern California as forecasters warned of life-threatening destructive gusts that could last for days while toppling trees, creating dangerous surf, and bringing extreme fire risks to areas that haven't seen substantial rain in months. The National Weather Service warned that gusts could reach 80 miles per hour across Los Angeles and Ventura counties from Tuesday to Wednesday. Public safety power shutoffs being considered for nearly 300,000 customers across the region. Recent dry winds have contributed to warmer than average temperatures in Southern California, where there's been very little rain so far this season. Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Tom Cotton says big change coming during a second Trump term. Whether or not the GOP-controlled Senate is able to take full advantage of the reconciliation process to pass up to two bills with no Democrat support.
I'd say whether it's one, two, three, or ten bills, the Republican Congress is going to keep taxes low. We're going to secure the border. We're going to build up our military. We're going to unleash American energy production.
Senator Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Former President Jimmy Carter will lie in state in the rotunda of the Capitol. Members of the public can pay their respects at viewings tonight and also tomorrow. This is SRN News. Syrian Christians remain in limbo.
A group of clergymen have met with a rebel leader who overthrew strongman Bashar Assad, and they seem to have received no concrete assurances. The Catholic news agency quotes one cleric who says after sitting down with Ahmad al-Shara for some time, quote, "We cannot discern his true intentions. It is ambiguous. There are no guarantees, and we remain in limbo." Christians have had a presence in Syria for centuries, but they're a tiny persecuted minority today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby's tenure in office officially came to an end yesterday after an investigation found that he failed to tell police about serial abuse by a volunteer at Christian summer camps as soon as he became aware of it. Welby, the head of the Church of England and spiritual leader of the Global Anglican Communion, has opted to resign. The search for Welby's replacement is now underway. This is SRN News. The man accused of burning a woman to death on a New York City subway pleads not guilty to charges of murder and arson charges at his arraignment today.
He's being held without bail. Prosecutors say the 33-year-old from Guatemala, who was in the U.S. illegally, according to ICE, confirmed to police he was the man seen in surveillance videos of the incident back in December. The top charge carries a maximum sentence of life in prison without parole.
Correspondent Julie Walker. A labor strike has put a wrench in operations at the biggest U.S. ski resort. Utah's Park City Mountain Resort closed lifts and runs. Union ski patrollers went on strike on December 27th, seeking a base pay increase from $21 to $23 an hour. They accused the company of unfair bargaining. Park City owner Vail Resort says it implemented a 50% pay increase just 2 years ago. More details at SRNNews.com.